Now for some more news, this time with a bit of sporting bias. We have the first customers of the newly opened ice rink, and news that 50 seats are having to go from the Barclay end at Carrow Road as part of a safety initiative. Then what the paper calls a ping-pong-a-thon at Castle Mow as it hosts a charity table tennis tournament. The first skaters have taken to the rink at Norwich. The EDP and Evening News Ice Rink, sponsored by the Sleeping Beauty pantomime at Norwich Theatre Royal, has officially opened in Castle Mow Gardens. Hundreds of people have already visited the Winter Wonderland, including the cast of Sleeping Beauty. Norwich Theatre Royal Communications Manager John Bultitude said the Norwich Ice Rink is a key part of the city's festive calendar, just like the pantomime, and some of the Sleeping Beauty cast were delighted to be part of the opening there. The rink offers the chance of hours of family fun, just like the pantomime, and the cast had a fantastic time there. Oh, yes, they did. The Norwich Ice Rink will run until Sunday, January the 7th, closing only on Christmas Day, Boxing Day and New Year's Day. Opening hours are from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily.
More than 50 Norwich City fans, mostly children, are to be forced to give up their Carrow Road seats to move to another part of the ground because of safety concerns over standing. The affected fans in Block A of the Lower Barclay end will get letters telling them that they must give up their seats from Friday's championship clash with Brentford to avoid the ground's capacity from being reduced. The Safety Advisory Group, representatives from the County Council and Emergency Services, have made the capacity reduction threat after complaints over standing. Fans in Block A were sent letters earlier this month saying that unless they could demonstrate a distinct reduction in persistent standing at the Sheffield Wednesday match, the Barclay End capacity could be cut. But with standing, including children standing on seats, continuing, the SAG said the club would have to close off 211 seats in Block A at this week's game. A special meeting was held on Monday last week where the club proposed an alternative that it tackle the issue of children standing on seats by moving them out of the block. The club has identified 31 fans aged 16 or under and a further 20 people they believe are people who accompany them. It has told them they will need to move to other areas of Carrow Road where persistent standing is not an issue.
Shoppers and sports enthusiasts battled it out for 12 hours in a charity table tennis match. The Ping Pong-a-thon, in aid of the Hamlet Centre, was hosted in the new Ping Pong Parlour at Norwich's Castle Mow. About 26 people from the Norwich City Table Tennis Club competed against each other and shoppers from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on December the 16th. As well as the ping pong matches, representatives from the Hamlet did Christmas gift wrappings and shopping. The charity, which started in 1972, is the Castle Mow's Charity of the Year and looks after Norfolk children and adults with learning disabilities and complex health needs. Kim Lister, the Hamlet fundraiser coordinator, said the ping-pong-a-thon is great, it's fun and a bit different. She added that the gift wrapping, which carries on until Christmas Eve, raised awareness of the charity. People are wanting to find out more about us, Miss Lister said. We are still a small charity, so it's nice for us to get our name out there. She added fundraising events like the Ping Pong-a-thon and gift wrapping were extremely important. It costs about £1 million to run the charity each year. The charity supports babies to adults at two of its three Norwich bases on Grapes Hill and Ella Road. Activities include social clubs, parent and toddler sessions, and daycare services. The charity still has to fundraise despite receiving government money. The Hamlet Centre Christmas gift wrap station is on the second floor of the Mow by Gifted.
A Norfolk sailor has been recognised for her commitment to the sport at a ceremony in Westminster. Sally Dugdale of Sproston received the Outstanding Contribution Award at the 2017 Royal Yachting Association's Volunteer Awards. Mrs. Dugdale was honoured for her contributions, both as committee member and chairman. As East Area representative, Mrs. Dugdale has encouraged numerous sailors into the International Topper Class Association and has watched them progress through junior, youth, podium and university sailing. On top of her coaching at regional and national level, Mrs. Dugdale has also played an integral role in major event organisation.
Students from two Norwich schools enjoyed a glimpse of the beginnings of a new £2 million sports hall. Pupils at Jane Austen College and the Hewitt Academy, both run by the Inspiration Trust, visited the site of the Inspiration Sports Centre, which will be used by both schools. Though the centre, which will also be used by the Charles Darwin Primary and the nearby Wherry School, is based at the Hewitt, it has been built using government cash earmarked for the Jane Austen College. The hall should be finished by summer and should be in use by September 2018.